You know, the one thing I want to see in Rio is the Carmen Miranda Museum.
Daddy Miranda has a museum?
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid, Rio was this romantic place for me, a tropical paradise where everyone danced under the moon and would suddenly start singing. I loved her hats and all those bananas and pineapples.
Carmen Miranda was my aunt.
No.
Yes.
Your aunt?
Yes.
Really?
Not really. Not my real aunt, but I was named after her. So I always thought of her as La Tia Carmen.
Oh, boy, she must be a hero for you Brazilians, like Aunt Jemima is for us. You ever met her?
No, and I'm not Brazilian. I was born in Guadalajara.
Guadalajara? Oh, yeah, yeah. I knew a woman there once. She used to do the Indian rope trick with both of her feet behind. Well, never mind. That was another story. Anyway, what about Carmen Miranda's shoes and those heels, huh?
Oh, I would wear my mother's shoes and put fruit on my head and dance and fall over.
Whoa. Oh, man. I love Carmen Miranda. Oh, Carmen Miranda, a tribute to her country, Portugal.
So, this is your apartment, Mojo. Nice view of the bay.
Yeah, I like it. You want a beer?
Oh, that'd be great. God, it's really hot out there.
I used to go with this woman back in Philly. Her name was Ellie. This was a long time ago. And then I met someone else and, you know, I lived in this apartment house and Ellie lived directly below me. So one night I started hearing some chanting and then the drums started and I knew what she was up to.
Voodoo?
Oh yeah. She was conjuring up something to get me back. And those drums went on all night into the next day, took a break and back at it again all the next night. She was doing me good.
What happened?
It worked.
You went back to her?
I did.
Well, how did you feel about her doing that to you?
To me, Ellie is the most beautiful woman in the world. If she snapped her fingers, I just might be right back there in Philly.
Really?
Yeah, I'm telling you. If you ever hear those drums, you say, feet, do your stuff.
God, and he's laughing about it.
Sometimes I'll tell you about the Black Venus.
The Black Venus?
That's right.
Oh, God, I don't think I want to know.
Gasohol, huh? This thing runs on sugar cane?
Look at what they have done. Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
Gasohol was 40 cents a gallon. Now look, cost as much as in the United States.
Well, that explains why there were no tourists in Paraty. They couldn't afford to drive there.
Bom dia. Quanto é que vão querer?
Fill her up.
Oiga, por que está tão cara?
Bom, dois dias depois das eleições, o governo dobrou o preço da gasolina.
What'd she say?
She says 2 days after the election, the government doubled the price of gasoline and gasohol.
That makes sense.
Se eles mudassem o preço antes das eleições, não teriam conseguido nenhum voto, né?
What'd you say?
They raised the price before the election and no one would vote for them.
Did you see that on TV? They were burning cars in Brasilia.
O quê?
Yeah.
Dice que se viu em televisão como queimavam os coches em Brasília.
Ah, é verdade.
Yeah, they really torched those suckers. Poof!
O quê?
Que los queimaram.
Yeah.
Poof!
É verdade. Poof!
Yesterday, remember we were talking about the slaves and the African deities they brought with them?
Yeah.
There was one thing I wanted to ask you.
Sure.
Not all of the deities brought over survived, did they?
That's right. What happened was this. Back in Nigeria, even today, the big festivals deal with the land, agriculture. But for the slaves over here, why pray to the gods for good crops when it's the slave master who's making the profit? A big harvest meant more work. Better to pray for drought or for epidemics to destroy the plantation, right? So a lot of what were beneficial gods were discarded. And what became important were Ogun, god of war, Shango, god of justice, Eshu, god of vengeance.
I see.
When you heard the drums at night, it wasn't invoking rain or prosperity for the village, the way it used to be back home. No, it was calling for something else. And just maybe, some beautiful black woman might decide to get revenge on her haughty white mistress by brewing up some herbs to make the master fall in love with her instead.
Are we talking about the Black Venus?
Not quite yet. Or that same beautiful black woman may brew up some toxic plants known as herbs for sweetening the master. that would slowly eat away his brain. Ooh, yeah. Oobla dee, oobla da. Life goes on.
Oh, nice, Mojo.
Now, you want to know about the Black Venus?
No.
You know, that's funny. Running your car on sugarcane. Just stick in a couple of stalks in there and boom.
Que ele tá falando? Nada importante.
What's that?
She wanted to know what you were saying and I told her nothing.
Yeah, well, ask her if she knows Carmen Miranda.
El señor Shortstop quiere saber si usted conoce a Carmen Miranda.
Carmen Miranda? Claro, ela era maravilhosa. Quando eu era menina, sonhava em ser Carmen Miranda.
What did she say?
That when she was a small girl, she wanted to be Carmen Miranda.
Yeah, well, they don't build them that short anymore.
O tico-tico tá, o tico-tico lá, comendo todo meu fubá.
O tico-tico tá, o tico-tico lá, comendo todo meu fubá. O tico-tico tá, o tico-tico lá,
I'll tell you what. Give me the eyes, and I'll take them to a place I know. See what they say. Ooh. Listen, you want to take a nap?
Yeah.
Just stretch out over there. I'll see what I can find out.
Thanks. Mojo, what is this thing?
Oh, her. Huh. She's something, isn't she?
What is she? Wood? Is this some voodoo idol?
She's cute, don't you think?
Well, she does have a pretty face, a calm expression. Not at all what I would expect for a woman that has two little red horns on the top of her head.
Yeah, the horns are a nice touch.
She doesn't look like a devil. Why the horns?
Pan had horns and hoofs. In fact, they made him into the devil. But he's no devil. Just got a good sense of humor.
Well, how do you think Pan feels about being made into the devil?
He's probably laughing.
Why do I get so sleepy when I look at her?
Yeah, everything pagan becomes suspect. Too bad this earth gets no respect.
Oh, wait, Mojo. What's your little horned friend called?
Ellie.
Uh-huh, right. Dreams.
Look at me.
Oh, God, now I'm hearing things and I'm not even sleeping.
Look at me.
This is what I was afraid of. Now Mojo's statue is talking to me.
You wish to know about the eyes.
Yes, that's right.
You must leave for Belém.
Why?
Someone who can tell you what you must know.
All right. Well, what's his name?
Frida.
Frida? Not little Frida.
Just not little.
Not little. Oh, does she wear pigtails?
Pigtails sometimes.
Sometimes. But does she smoke cigars?
Cigars sometimes.
Sometimes. Hmm. But she's not little.
No, not little.
Gee, could she have grown? I always thought she'd remain sort of like, little orphan Annie.
Not little gossip, Rita. Bye-bye.
Not little.
Who are you talking to?
Ellie. She said I should go to Belém. That I should meet someone by the name of Frida.
Little Frida?
She said she wasn't little.
Maybe she grew.
Yeah.
Maybe now she's Big Frida. What did you find out?
Nothing. They don't know what the eyes are. Except...
Yes?
They're waiting.
Ah, my lifelong dream, to visit the Carmen Miranda Museum.
Well, Mr. Shortstop, welcome to the Carmen Miranda Museum. Adigodigoti,
adigodigoti. Você não tem respeito com a falecida dona Carmen Miranda, não?
What did he say?
He says keep quiet.
Carmen was never quiet, all due respect, but they should be singing in here.
Look, look, they have her hats. Oh, what hats, I love them.
Beautiful.
Silencio, silencio. Cala a boca! Cala a boca!
Well, tell Professor Vargas I'll be staying at the Equatorial Palace Hotel in Belém. Yes, he can reach me there. Goodbye.
They got a nice fish market there.
Well, I'll certainly make an effort to see it.
They have some big fish they pull out of the Amazon.
Okay, okay. As soon as I get to Belém, I'll start sniffing around for the fish market.
If you run into trouble, I'll be here.
Thanks, Mojo. I'll remember that.
Do you know something about el tico tico?
What?
There are people that play tico tico on their cheeks, like this.
Really? Ha! How do you do that?
Come over here, I'll teach you. Come here, come here.
Yeah.
Stretch your face so that I can slap you. No, but you have to open your mouth. You have to open your mouth.
Okay.
Now, here.
Hey, fora, 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 fora. Não entende o que a gente fala, não? Os dois. Fora, fora.
How about some coffee?
You bet. Mm-hmm. Da da dee da 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 dee da 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 da